There, he'd said it. He caught his breath, feeling relief and fear at the same time. Jim got up from his desk and began to pace.
I need time to think about what you're saying here. In the meantime, remember that as the division vice president, you're expected to fix these issues you're complaining about. You should be coming to me with solutions, not problems.
He shook his head.
How many times do I have to?
He left the sentence unfinished. Dave held his breath. Is Jim going to fire me? A long silence followed. Finally, Jim walked to the door and opened it, making it clear the meeting was over. As Dave walked out, Jim said quietly,
I want a full report about what went wrong with Primo, along with your recommendations, on my desk in 2 weeks.
He paused.
I'll just leave it at that. I need to do some thinking, too.
Chapter 2. A Well-Timed Visitor. Back in his office, Dave stared at his computer screen. A calendar reminder popped up with a ding. His eyes locked on the little window, but the information didn't register. His mind was replaying his meeting with Jim, particularly Jim's last words.
I want a full report on my desk in 2 weeks. I need to do some thinking, too.
Dave wondered if his job was on the line. Was firing Dave what Jim needed to